You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. First, it was cleaning products, then it was toilet paper. Well, now sales of alcohol and video games are skyrocketing. Now, all of these are no coincidence to Neosha Jones, a marketing professor at Boise State University. Our emotions play a key role in what we buy, which is why emotional trends of panic, then indulgence, show up in our purchases. And that's not the only way the pandemic is showing up in our shopping carts. Mask mandates have somehow become political, which affects people's willingness to shop at certain places. Neosha joins us now live to get into the psychology of our consumption. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so first I want to talk about the emotions that I think not only that we've witnessed since March in terms of consumption, but I think all of us can admit that we have felt, right? So I mean, we saw that panic buying at first. I mean, you could not find a roll of toilet paper, you know, to save your life back in March and April. Can you talk about kind of these stages? Because we went from panic to now we're shifting into what some might call more indulgent purchases.
Well, we started with panic and fear and anxiety that basically reflecting panic buying. But then we had that phase that we went to house restrictions. We had to be more cautious. We had to stay at home and a little bit of isolation that contributed to another sort of behavior. First, at the beginning, we started buying because when people feel anxiety, when they feel fear, there is this cortisol hormone that comes into play. And when we buy things, we hoard things, we feel more in control, we feel better. Well, we passed that phase. Next phase, we started thinking, okay, we are at home. We are going virtual. We can't go out. We can see our friends. We can see our family as much as we want. So another set of behaviors emerged. People started watching more media. Video game consumption went up. Also, hoarding and buying of indulgent food. To some extent, it's because of feelings of isolation and loneliness that we get, and comfort food is the medium that is going to bring us joy. It's just interesting, in March, we had 25 to 30% increase in the sales of chocolate and 50% more cookies, salty snacks. That's what people, that just shows people are relying on food to get that sense of comfort that they could have probably gotten from more social interactions.
Right.
And now we are still kind of in that phase. We haven't completely gone out of it. We see it's a sustainable trend, and we are using the comfort food.
Right. It's that emotional eating, right? Yeah.
It is, unfortunately.
Right. Oh, so then are we seeing, even though, you know, things have opened up and, you know, you could always go to the grocery stores, but, you know, like even other retail stores, I'm wondering, are more people shopping in person in stores, but also, are we seeing people trying to support local more than these big box stores?
We definitely saw a huge shift to online shopping right after pandemic, but that was in part due to the restrictions that we had. But now some people are going to grocery shopping and they feel comfortable with it. But a group that are more at risk or they are more health conscious, they are still shopping online, and we still have that high rate of online shopping. For locals, that's a very interesting trend. We had this before pandemic happened. We saw that people are becoming more and more interested in local brands, but now right after pandemic, we saw that great interest in shopping local, buying locally sourced products, and supporting community stores. They just it seems that people really want to support their community. They trust the community, they trust the local businesses, and they want to give back. They want to help them not go out of business.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Boise State Marketing Professor Neoshu Jones about our consumer choices during a pandemic. So Neoshu, I want to talk about masks. So, you know, we have mask mandates in certain cities across Idaho. And I mean, I think it's incredibly fair to say that this has become politicized. So then I'm curious if you've seen any patterns about where people shop based on if masks were required by businesses. So let's go back before these mask mandates were put in place in certain cities.
Well, before people were just feeling comfortable. But at the beginning of the pandemic, really, this was not a matter of political orientation. It was to the extent that people took pandemic seriously or felt that they are at risk. Right now, it's transforming to another form of hesitation towards basically using masks or not. Generally, people shop where the rules matches what they are comfortable with, unless they have no other options. If they do have options, they feel they would shop at the place that they feel that the store is following their values or basically giving them the opportunity to do whatever they want to do.
So before I let you go, I want to get to some listener questions because we asked our listeners to write in. And so Callie from Boise wants to know about using the word mask versus face covering, because she says mask has been politicized. So how does word choice like this make its way into marketing?
That's a very interesting perspective. Definitely, we have this, that the way we frame different topics and the words that we use affect the way people react to it. So if we see a specific political party is using this word and this other political party is using this other word, depending on our orientation and our value, we choose the one that is most congruent for us. That could be one factor. I haven't seen data yet on this, but if people feel that the values that they have are more aligned with this specific word, they are going to show more positive responses towards that.
And one more question for you, and if you can answer it within a minute, so this would be great. Michael says he's now boycotting businesses whose owners support politicians he believes are making the pandemic worse. So he says, how often does the marketing world see consumers care about the opinions or financial contributions of the company's executives?
Always.
Well, that was less than a minute.
It was less than a minute. They do care. They pay a lot of attention to it. Right now, we are operating in uncharted territory, and there are a lot of factors in play. But generally, people do care and pay attention.
Do you see any long-term effects on how we consume based on this pandemic?
Oh, yeah, I see there is a silver lining to
this
pandemic. First of all, we are becoming more health conscious. This was a trend before, but now it's accelerated and people are paying more and more attention, higher interest in products that support overall health and well-being. We have seen a rise in conscious consumption, mindful consumption. Mm-hmm. People are trying to limit food waste, they're trying to shop more consciously and buy more sustainable products. And most importantly, this growing love for community and local businesses, which I think is great, because when we take care of them, when we support them during this time, they can grow, and after pandemic, they can still sustain. So these are basically...
I have to cut you off. I'm so sorry. We are running out of time. We've been talking with Boise State Marketing Professor Neoshu Jones. Thank you so much for your perspective on this, talking about our consumer purchases. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It is Friday. Find some joy in your weekend. Be safe. We'll see you back here next week.